Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Nini. How may I help you?
Yes, this is Rhea Harmon, and I participated in the online site to win the mixer. And it says, you know, I gave them all the information and I listed my credit card and everything. But it's been weeks and I've never gotten anything.
May I have your zip code so I may assist you?
21550.
Let me see what's going on with your account. Thank you for your patience. And again, your first and last name, please.
Rhea, R-H-E-A, and the last name is Harmon, H-A-R-M-A-N.
21550?
Yes.
What is your shipping address, please, Ms. Harmon?
1155 Hutton, H-U-T-T-O-N Road. And it's Oakland, O-A-K-L-A-N-D, Maryland, 21550.
So I'm seeing here the approval of the contest, which gave you the meal plan for $59.89.
Okay, but I thought I won the mixer.
So this is not a winning. When you enter a contest, you enter a subscription for a meal plan.
For a meal plan?
Correct. This meal plan is what helps you to cut sugar and carbs, meal plans with recipes that guide you to eat better and feel better.
You know, this is not at all what this is prescribed to be. It says that you will win the fantastic prize of a KitchenAid artisan mixer.
So you would have to follow up with that portion of whatever you have done. But if you read further the terms and conditions, it tells you that you also subscribe into a meal plan for $59.89 every month.
No.
So
okay.
Right now, so all this time you've had access to this meal plan. What are you just noticing that you were charged $59.89?
For what? I didn't want a meal plan.
Okay. So that's why the terms and conditions are important, because it explains to you that when you enter the contest, you receive a meal plan. Right? So right
so
now,
get a mixer, then I get a meal plan.
We are the portion of the meal plan. The whole mixer piece, you have to follow up on those terms. We don't have that information. We're just the meal plan portion.
Okay, well, just take me, you know, just eliminate all of my information, please.
Okay, 1 minute for me, please. So what would you like for me to do?
Well, I'm not interested in participating in this.
All right. So what do you want me to physically do?
Okay. I thought that I was winning a mixer.
I understand the story. Now that you know what's going on and who I am as a party to the meal plan, the other side of this process you've been in, what do you want me to do on my part?
Okay. So there, you do not get a mixer. So I do not want to participate in the meal plans, okay?
What do you want me to do right now with your account?
Just hang up, okay?
No. If we hang up, it won't – your information is – you're still charged every month $59.89.
I want you to click – I don't want to – I don't want you to charge me $59.89.
Okay. That's what I wanted to hear from you, ma'am. I'm asking you what you want me to do. Right?
So you don't want you to cancel that.
Ah, that's what I'm looking for, to hear words like that to explain my directive regarding your account. So you want me to cancel this account, which I'm doing now. And
that's
the 50
right.
and the 59.89 is still there. You're still being charged, and you won't be charged next time.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
You're welcome, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support. Have a good day.